This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Teresa Yang, DDS, who has practiced dentistry in the Los Angeles area for more than 30 years. She started and developed two practices from scratch, which is unique in today's insurance-driven world. She has taught clinical dentistry and patient management at UCLA School of Dentistry, has written extensively on dental topics, and is the editor of Westviews, a publication of the Western Los Angeles Dental Society. Dr. Yang's philosophy has always been to put the patient's interest first. A person is more than a mouth and a set of teeth, and she is also the author of Nothing But the Tooth, an insider's guide to dental health. And Dr. Yang, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Eric.
Well, we're certainly pleased that you took a moment to be with us here today and certainly appreciate all you do in the dentistry space. So tell me, why did you decide to write the book, Nothing But the Tooth?
Well, daily, people would ask me the same questions over and over again, and I found myself giving the same answers to patients, and I wish that I had something to hand them, like, here, take this and read the chapter about crowns, and it'll give you everything you need to know. About 15 years ago, I actually started an outline where I was going to take this task on and write this book. And I finished the outline, and then life got in the way, so it went by the wayside. But during the pandemic, I spent 3 months vaccinating people at sites like Dodger Stadium or Cal State LA. And when my coworkers found out that I was a dentist, well, one by one, they came to me with their dental problems and said, oh, I need this. My dentist told me I need this crown. Do you think I really need it? Or I have this pain. Where should I go? What about my bad breath? And so based upon that experience, I returned to this project with renewed vigor and was inspired to complete it.
Totally makes a lot of sense, and understand the passion and the reasoning behind the decision to write the book. So what is the book actually about?
Okay. Even though the title is Nothing But the Tooth, the book is actually about so much more than teeth. It covers the basics of dentistry, such as what is a cavity or gum disease, talks about common procedures like fillings, crowns, implants, root canals, and the like. And the book begins with how to find a good and ethical dentist, how to communicate with that professional, what happens when the communication breaks down, and even covers dental etiquette, such as what do patients do that drive dentists crazy. The book explores why dentistry is expensive, and let's face it, it is, in the ins and outs of dental insurance. It discusses different types of x-rays, when we might need them, talks about different options for cosmetic dentistry. Most importantly, it goes into detail about how dental health is about so much more than teeth. Our mouths are connected to the rest of our bodies. And often, dentists are the first healthcare professionals to notice an unhealthy situation and suggest further medical diagnosis and treatment. Case in point, diabetes and gum disease, they are linked together, and a person with uncontrolled gum disease may also have uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. Your dentist can see this and suggest that you contact your primary care provider.
Now, coming from you, this would be some interesting feedback. Would you say there is trust, or is there a trust issue between patients and dentists? What's your thought on that?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Eric, we all want to find doctors that we can trust, you know, someone who has our best interests at heart. When a new patient came into my practice, I would often ask them, why are you here? Why did you leave your old dentist? Sometimes it was simply because they had relocated, or their insurance had changed, or some mundane reason. But more often than not, patients would say something like, quote, I felt like I was being oversold at my old dentist. Nobody wants to feel this way. Every day, dentists are constantly introduced to new products, new procedures that might greatly benefit a patient. But we as dentists need to be more discriminating and not talk up those new products and procedures to every single person that's in our practice. We need to be more discriminating. In other words, not every person that walks in the door wants to have whiter teeth. So I think just by doing that, you know, dentists will be viewed differently and not as salesmen, but as caretakers of that patient's health and mouth.
Certainly some great feedback there. Really appreciate your shooting straight with us. We're speaking with Dr. Teresa Yang, DDS, who has practiced dentistry in the Los Angeles area for more than 30 years. She's the author of Nothing But the Tooth, An Insider's Guide to Dental Health, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dentistry Information and Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what's new and exciting in dentistry that impacts patients today?
Eric, this is exciting. One of the things I'm going to mention. It's exciting, but it's not new. It's been around for really decades, and that is dental implants. Think of an implant as an artificial root that replaces a missing tooth, and attached to that implant is an artificial tooth or crown. In the past, fake teeth were uncomfortable and unwieldy. Think of your grandmother's denture or partial denture sitting in a glass. Well, now, if you have a missing tooth, you can have an implant and it can be made to feel a part of you, totally natural. Many patients report that the implant feels like any other tooth in their mouth and they don't even think about it. Ironically, implants were discovered by a physician researcher. I believe he was an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Brännemark, who was Swedish, and he accidentally came upon this and realized that this implant that he put in the research setting was rock hard. And then from the implant, they attached full dentures to the implants. And that's how it started. But in this country, we're using implants now to replace one missing tooth or a few missing teeth. And we're also using them to replace complete dentures or people that have no teeth, but the uses have expanded so dramatically. Another new and exciting thing is the introduction of natural looking tooth colored materials for dental work. We used to have so few alternatives. Either you had an ugly looking silver amalgam filling, or you had gold, or if you had white, it came in one color and in two jars, A and B, and the dentist had 60 seconds or so to mix the two together and form a perfect filling for you, which was impossible to do. But now the tooth-colored materials come in so many different shades, and the dentist can take their time to mix the two materials together and or even use one material and shape it perfectly so that it's compatible with the rest of your mouth. With crowns, we used to have just porcelain, but we discovered that porcelain was fragile and would break and crack. So the solution was to put a layer of metal behind the porcelain to make it stronger. And Eric, I'm sure you've seen this when you see people that smile, and around the edge of the gum line, there would be a gray or a dark line. Well, that's the metal showing, and nobody liked that. It looks terrible. So now today, we have crowns that look so good out of materials that I can't even tell that it's not a real tooth.
It is quite amazing, no doubt about it, and amazing where we're at in dentistry today. Thanks for sharing some of those thoughts and insights there. What's the biggest misconception about dental health? Talk to us about that.
A couple things, really. The first is that pain is an indicator of a problem. Patients often say, well, doc, it's not bothering me, so I don't understand why I need to get it fixed. It doesn't hurt. Well, sometimes that's true, and sometimes it isn't. Alternatively, just because something hurts, it doesn't necessarily indicate a problem or a serious problem or even one that originates from your mouth or teeth. For example, you might have referred pain in your teeth that's actually from an ear or a sinus infection. So pain itself is not the only indicator that you have some kind of an issue with your dental health. The second is that the health of your mouth does not exist in a vacuum. In recent years, we've learned of the connection, as I said earlier, between gum or periodontal health and diabetes, but also between gum and periodontal health or heart disease or how a small airway at the back of your mouth or throat might be the reason that you snore and or that you have sleep apnea, a disease that has multiple health consequences from risk of stroke to obesity. In short, your mouth is intricately tied to the rest of your body, and a healthy mouth benefits your overall health. By the way, I was listening to one of your podcasts where your guest was a dentist, and she was discussing the subject of tongue tie and how that can be fixed in a young patient, in a child. For your audience, tongue tie is where the fiber that connects your tongue to the floor of your mouth is too short, and it prevents your tongue from moving around and moving to places where it needs to for proper speech and for proper chewing. Well, now in a newborn, they look for tongue tie, because if that infant has tongue tie, that baby is not going to be able to achieve the adequate seal that it takes to breastfeed and nurse properly, and that baby will have failure to thrive. So here, independent of teeth, we see that your oral health affects your overall health from the point of birth.
And that is a great example right there. We thank you for that. And we also thank you for your many years of service in the dentistry field of expertise. Really do appreciate that and for joining us here today. Lastly, how important is it to go to a dentist with a modern office that includes the latest equipment and newest technology?
Well, we all want that, don't we? Seeing a dentist who has a modern office with the latest technology, it's attractive, but it shouldn't be the only criteria by which you judge the office or the dentist. Just remember that there are so many ways to get from A to Z and get a great result or a not so good result. If I can compare it in terms of cooking, which I like to do around Thanksgiving, you know, there's so many suggestions on how to prepare a turkey, smoke it, bake it, fry it, oven fry it, deep fry it, or the traditional oven roasting. It can all be delicious, or it can all fall short. In dentistry, here's a couple situations. Say you need a crown and you need an impression to be taken. The impression is a duplicate of your tooth from which the crown is then fabricated. So either it can be the conventional method by inserting a goopy tray into your mouth that has to stay in there for 30 seconds to 2 minutes, you know, or now your tooth can be digitally scanned and the impression taken without the tray or the goopy material. Well, you may be thinking, okay, that sounds great. Who doesn't want that? But regardless of the method, some basics such as controlling the amount of saliva contamination must be adhered to for the impression to be successful. With the non-goopy material with the digital scanner, that's great. But consider this. There's the cost of the fancy scanner, plus the cost associated with training the staff and the dentist to operate that, the maintenance for the equipment, for the software. So as a patient, perhaps if your dentist is using that, you might be paying more for your crown. Is that worthwhile to you? Well, I can't answer that, but there are trade-offs to technology, and that's something that every patient should be mindful of. Another example is a three-dimensional x-ray machine called the CBCT, which stands for cone beam computed tomography. It's essentially a mini CT scan of a specific area in your mouth. And these x-rays are fabulous, and they can provide the dentist with a lot of useful information that we would not have traditionally been able to get from a two-dimensional x-ray. But having said that, it's simply not needed for every single case. And the cost of the machine is very expensive, and the radiation is higher. So while new modern technology, latest equipment, it's all attractive and it's a positive, just remember that there are also pros and cons to everything, and that includes technology.
Again, Dr. Yang, we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio and for all the insight shared here today. If listeners wanted to pick up your book, Nothing But the Tooth, and or get more information about yourself, where's the best place to do so?
I have a website, Eric. It's www.teresayangdds.com, and that's TERESAYANGDDS.com. And you can find out more about me there. I have a blog on the website. My book is available through the usual sources, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. My publisher, Roman and Littlefield, also sells the book as well.
And it goes without saying, listeners, as always, you can find these links that pertain to this interview on the broadcast page. Dr. Yang, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure to be here. Great talking to you, Eric.
You bet. Anytime. My pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Teresa Yang, DDS, who has practiced dentistry in the Los Angeles area for more than 30 years. She's the author of Nothing But the Tooth, an Insider's Guide to Dental Health. And for all the details, visit TeresaYangDDS.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.